The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Apparently, I'm gay.
Man, I noticed it when I first saw it. I didn't say nothing. I said if you've been in three or more movies, you probably had a dick in your ass. I'm going to just put them facts out there and how y'all explain that.
What I like is Corey goes, I'm just going to leave these facts out there. And then he lists zero facts.
Zero facts.
I'm a numbers guy. You guys are homosexuals.
You guys are gay.
Facts.
Carry the one, two.
He put on his bifocals with a calculator. Just like
got one of the sun visors.
Yeah.
You gay. How does Corey get a hold of the LGBT gay in
the list? He's got like, the list.
What do you got? Do you have to pay monthly?
How are you gonna call somebody else's outfit gay when you're wearing a salmon top with a sweater vest?
I was on Godfrey. I'm getting text messages. Corey talking about you. We call Corey up and we talk to Corey, confront to Corey.
This is you calling Corey Holcomb up.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are a transgender.
What?
Wow, he got right to it. Corey wastes no time, man.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
I'm heartbroken.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Dante, what's going on, buddy? This is...
I had a rough week.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting right into it. We usually do relationship advice here, but we got to talk about something.
Don't worry. We'll tie it in.
Well, what happened, buddy? What happened, my friend? I don't like to see you like this.
Apparently, I'm gay. 5150 came at me, said that I was zesty or... I don't know. I'm gay, so it was just weird.
This is a weird way to find out, you know, at age 56.
I had to pull my dick out of my wife, right? And then, I heard it, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, let me pull this out. I don't know if you heard, but Corey said I was gay.
So we have to get into how this happened, because this is a little confusing, because I just heard about this. You know, all of a sudden, my friend calls me up, and he tells me, apparently, I'm gay. You know, how do we get to this point? I've known Dante for 20 years, I assume.
Now, you think about the thousands of bitches that I smashed.
Like,
oh my God, what? And when I say thousands, I mean thousands. I actually mean that. I'm not being hyperbolic. So there was a situation where they were out at the Laugh Factory. I think it was Chocolate Sundays or something. Darnell went up. Corey went up after him. And then Darnell yelled out something to Corey. The video is out. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys were playing that video, and it seems like the video is halfway through because I don't know. Donnell Rollins
right.
just interrupt somebody else's set. Something
right.
went down. Apparently, TMZ.
You now so my mile. MILD.
All right, Corey calling
you
a mile.
Up. You ain't have so.
I catch up in the hardest rooms in Brooklyn.
I do like that. He goes, why are you yelling? He goes, I don't have a mic. Donnell's not dumb. I like that.
He did a nice switch up because he was angry.
You saying I'm mild? You saying I ain't come through the streets or the gutters and straight bull? No, you trying to say I'm a bum. I ain't no bum.
No, I ain't saying
that.
Mild. Is mild. Smile.
You're doing now, you're a provocateur. You know how to excite people.
That's the thing I resent more, provocateur.
Did he use the word provocateur?
I be in these streets. You a provocateur.
You calling me a mild comic is totally off.
So you a strong comic.
I'm a beast.
I was on Godfrey. We were streaming live. I'm getting text messages. Corey talking about you, blah, 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 blah. So on our break, we call Corey up and we talk to Corey, confront to Corey. So I said, and this is my apology to Corey, because he said I hurt his feelings when I said that his credibility was in question because of the fact that he said that Darnell is not funny. Now,
how does all this lead to you, Dante Nero, being gay?
The reason I started out with Godfrey the most because I was so hurt when they was like, Corey said this. I told Godfrey on the phone.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that you talked.
But that was after the fact.
Okay.
That ain't what I said. But they had the little fruit booty in the background on the back door of your side of the game say, Corey said if you've been in these many movies, you damn right I said that shit. Y'all ain't telling the truth about how y'all get down. It's more information than that. You know what? I'm going to be nice. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to just put them facts out there and how y'all explain that. Because you got to explain it now. If you don't explain it, everybody going to be like, hey, Dingo.
Okay. Oh, she
don't know. So just so you know, Dingo is my stripper name was Mandingo.
Prince Mandingo. There's a rank in royalty
here.
Please.
Disparaging my name. Nobody's name about that. And people have known, everybody who knows me knows that I have also may or may not have dabbled in personal management. Mm. And I may or may not have
mentored a lot of young women.
Import
export business, mostly export.
It's like this is why it's hard for me to focus on the gay comments.
The gay comment. But the other thing though is what I like is Corey goes, I'm just gonna leave these facts out there, and then he lists zero facts.
He just goes,
you're gay. I'm just gonna leave those facts out there. You guys,
I'm like, I think Darnell's a beast. You gay.
You're like, what now? What? How did we get here? All right, A plus B.
Because, I mean, at what point in time are you the truth sayer that you just start telling people they gay?
If they did.
I got homies right now in the comedy business, which I will not say no names, who on the slide with trans dudes, like a dude with a cock and tits. Whatever, dog. I'm old school.
That's not your business. Yeah,
it's not my business.
Let's do a little more here. Of more facts by Corey Holcomb,
more
which
facts.
I like. I'm gonna list some facts.
Facts now.
You guys are gay. I'm just gonna leave those facts out. I'm just gonna throw. I'm a numbers guy. You guys are homosexuals. Facts. Now I'll wait for the response.
Carry the 1, 2.
He put on his bifocals with a calculator. Just
she
like
got one of them. The sun visors.
Yeah.
You gay.
I know that phone call. You didn't know it was being recorded. I got a copy of that phone call. I'd like to play it. It's just probably. So we have, just for the, this is you calling Corey Holcomb up. You and Godfrey calling him up.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are transgender.
Wow, he got right to it. Corey waste no time, man. There's a picture of you and character actor Luis Guzman.
Yeah, just
I don't dislike these people.
Okay, that's again, I just want to point out, Corey, not facts. That's just a picture of Dante.
Me and Luis Guzman.
Character actor Luis Guzman. I don't know that's damning evidence.
He's building a case.
I'll see where you're going. I'll allow it, but you better be going somewhere with this, counselor.
Don't say Corey don't like you, but I'm saying, I said if you've been in 3 or more movies, you probably had a dick in your ass. I just want the shit to make sense, because y'all try to act like I'm bullshitting. Y'all ain't telling the truth about everything.
Okay, all right.
All right, now here's the thing.
You guys are misrepresenting me. All I said was if you've been in 3 or more movies, you've probably been fucked in the butt.
Yeah. It makes facts, not feelings. I'm also curious about how does that work? Do you just get the tip if you get an under 5? If you get only under 5? Or if you're an extra, what do?
Right.
You get a hand job? Like, how does this work?
My understanding is if you're an extra, you just got to give a hand job. But if you have a speaking role, if you get any lines, you got to put it in your mouth. That's really how it works. Strong union. You don't want to go against the union.
And I would ask, what I would ask is, how does Corey get a hold of the LGBT gay backdoor Criterion
the list. He's got like, the list.
What do you got? Do you have to? You have to pay monthly. Do you have cash, ass, or grass? What do you have to give up? Fists for the list? I don't know. I just want to know, how do you get the list of everybody?
Dante, you're just asking questions. You're just throwing
it out there. I'm just asking questions. What do you got to do to get the list of everybody who's gay?
He did Last Comic Standing. That's TV. Do you have to be gay to do that? Or is that a different union altogether? How does that work?
We got to take the SAG book to see.
Okay.
I mean, didn't we go to strike about how motherfuckers, Terrence Howard got...
Well, that might have been what was being negotiated. That was probably the holdup where people were like, look...
A lot of dudes getting pumped in the butt and wasn't getting their full...
Yeah, if you're going to fuck us in the ass, we need residuals for streaming because it's not a new media. So it wasn't even about whether you should get fucked. What are the residuals for getting fucked? If we're getting fucked streaming, that's not a new media.
Doug, I know extras that have done 100 movies.
Oh, that's a lot of movies. That's a lot of hand.
That's a lot of backdoorian.
All right, let's continue with Corey Holcomb, the fact patrol. Oh, Corey, we love you so much, but what are you doing?
I just want to say that is a lovely mauve.
Okay, yeah.
Mauve. Is that coral or is that mauve? That's lovely.
I wouldn't know.
You're
not helping your case. I'm just saying,
some beautiful colors. If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And I noticed it when I first saw it. I didn't say nothing.
Putting your picture out there, he's a legend that outfit is very effeminate and or gay is his.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess cutting your sleeves off because you got big ass arms. I guess that's the.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's the thing.
That's a weird thing to do, Corey. But here's the weirdest part.
But I didn't
part.
Say
Hold
nothing.
Okay, Corey, how you going to call somebody else's outfit gay when you're wearing a salmon top with a sweater vest
and let me just and a say matching I've matured so much. That's a dope out. That's a dope outfit, dope hat.
I agree.
But I'm just saying.
Anyway, not that it matters. If whoever's gay is gay is 2024.
And let me just say again, like Corey says, I like you.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. And when I say I'm a fan, I'm really a fan, dog.
Really?
I quoted jokes. From him.
How many times we talked about the memory foam, vaginal rejuvenation surgery?
And the joke he does about he found an abortion clinic with a pool table. It fucking makes me laugh.
It's hilarious. He's great. He's crazy, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is also maybe why his show is 5150. That is the code for when you are, I believe, insane.
Is that what
5150 is.
Oh, man, that's crazy. All right, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Somebody said I was in four movies. I was in maybe three or four movies. That's why I said you probably had a dick in your head. I was excluding myself, but then they went and ran with it and said, he said if you did this, you had fellatio. Motherfucker, fellatio ain't one of my words.
Okay. Hey, hold on, Corey. Let's not get lost in the legalese and the nuance of, I didn't say fellatio. I said you take it in the ass. Have some respect.
Much milder.
Corey. And also, are you saying that you did that, Corey? I don't understand that. It's all over the place.
It's very convoluted, but go ahead, continue.
Promote where we got the clip is self-talk. Yeah, yeah. I like to plug things that, you know, give rightful credit. But I don't want to hear the dude talk, unfortunately. You could go see his page. He's doing quite well, so we don't need to plug him.
Yeah.
Bear with me. I'm trying to find more clips.
And we're going to try the Dave's Tall.
Eventually, I got.
They say he a beast. Listen, that special that he shot had been shot 3 times. That's the best out of the three. What beast mode at?
We have not. Yeah. I watched the special yesterday too. We did not talk about it. So,
okay,
I want to get this out there. Here's my thoughts, unsolicited. We have not talked about this.
Okay.
I thought that was not Donnell's best work as a special overall. I thought there was bits in it that were really great. I thought overall it's not his best work. He was still killing, and I've seen him kill consistently. Even his other special was killer wall to wall. The other one he did for Netflix.
I'm going to just say this. As special goes on Netflix, and I'm actually rating it on a curve, as specials go, right?
Okay.
It was one of the better specials out of all of the Netflix specials. I would put his special in the top 10, considering all the trash that Netflix has put up.
I would give that in the last year or in just in general,
I would say
overall.
I haven't
all time.
Seen much. I mean, you know, if
we broke it down, I know what you're saying. You know what? I'm not even going to get into the nuance. I agree with
right.
you. Given what crap they put out on yes. Netflix yes. and call a yeah. special.
And then give some crazy white boy an hour that is just like, whatever.
Bore the audience to tears.
And I'm going to say this, friends of mine, dudes that I work with, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So then we were hearing that we were going live, and we heard people were texting me, yo, Corey talking about Cursor, right? And then nobody was, and then so we called him up and we said, yo, Corey, what's up? We called him on the phone because we didn't fit. Now, I had not seen the whole thing where Darlene calls me a genie. I look like a genie. She was like, you could rub him and get a what? But Darlene, also holla at me. I will knock down. I'll knock the dust off that old pussy. I don't fuck a. I will fuck a used to be hot bitch.
Yeah.
You, like on a slow Tuesday. I mean,
you'll do old timers game. You'll show up for old timers game.
But you could get like a Tuesday before 2 or something like that. So that's that. And I don't want to be disrespectful.
She's not. She's not ugly.
I know she's not. No, she's I think attractive. She's a cute little older, a little long in the tooth.
Oh boy!
But she's a cutie. She's a cutie, right? Secondly, we talked on the phone. I got on the phone. He's like, "Put Dante on the phone." I don't know if he said that or not, but he said, "This is the first time you talking to me, right?" Which I get it because I met Corey. Let me tell you, it's the first time I met Corey.
Okay, I didn't know about this.
Yes, I met Corey was coming to New York. I think Corey actually performed at the Cellar. Patrice and Corey had a bond or friendship or something. I don't know how. Maybe it was acquaintance. I don't know. But Patrice called me up and said, yo, my man Corey's coming in. Make sure you look out for him because he was out of town. He was on the road.
That's a customary thing comedians do if you're friendly with somebody. Hey, can you take care of my boy?
I don't know, but I know Patrice did it. So I got Corey's number. I called Corey. I was just trying to be hospitable.
What year would this be around?
Probably 2005.
Okay.
I was a baby. I was like, I didn't start doing comedy till 2000.
Okay.
I met with Corey and I was like, yo, you hungry? You want to go strip club? You know, I'm like, I'm trying to, you know how I do, right? Plus, let me be honest. I was a fan. Like for me, imagine you 5 years in. And I'm older than Corey, but I mean, as far as the comedy was concerned, I was a youngster. And I was like, I was a fan. And plus, me and Patrice was kind of my loyalty to my man. I was like, yo. And we met up at the Cellar, and he actually went on at the Cellar. But we talked, and I was like, yo, you want to do? But so then all of a sudden he goes, Corey says, yo, you know where I could get a trans dude to suck my dick? And I was like, whoa.
There we go.
Now, let me just say this for the record. That didn't happen. That Corey did not ask me for trans prostitutes, right? But I want to point out how easy it is to say something with no regard and reckless abandonment and how people could pick it up. Now, I'm hoping that nobody picks it up and says Dante Nero, said that Corey was fucking trans women or whatever. I would never say that.
You're just leaving facts out there, Dante. You're just throwing facts out there, and you're just gonna leave it like it is. I'm just
here's
leave
the real story,
there.
Corey. I was like, "Yo, you want to eat? You want to drink?" What? He was like, "Nah, I got this chicken coming down from Boston, so I'm gonna." And then we parted ways. And then I didn't hear from Corey, but that's the one time I met Corey. What you say matters. If you gonna be the dude who's the truth teller, right? People hang on your word. What you say matters. And then when it comes out to not be true, you lose your integrity, which is what I have to. If I hurt his feelings when I said that, that wasn't my intention. This was just a little old nigga wisdom. If you lie a little bit, then nobody knows what's true. And so when you just make, I don't know, but here's the facts. This nigga got a pretty shirt on, right? He must be gay. It's reckless. I don't really give a fuck, nigga. I'm too old to give a fuck. I'm not on no gangster shit. I'm 57, dog. I can't do 5 to 15. It's like on some, I'm mad at you. And here's again, let me say this. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of the movement of people telling the truth. I realize this myself, that how truth is so important. And let me get into the whole why this is relevant to the show, relationships and stuff like this. Any bitch you fuck with, you can have whatever you want, but you got to tell the truth. Because you not telling the truth means that you don't think you're worthy of what you're asking for. If you got a guy's 5'4 and he's on the dating apps and he's lying and say he's got 5'6, he's 5'6. What he's saying is 5'4 is not enough. So I need to lie and enhance myself so that I am enough.
And also, if he's lying about that, if he's just making up frivolous things without any facts.
I just think he's being, it's like this reckless. What I think. And it's, but you got to understand.
But that's lying, though. That's lying to go, hey, you guys must have, a majority of the people who are in show business, anyone with 3 or more movies clearly did some type of gay act, you know, against their will.
He's also saying, this is what I think. So, okay, what you think, but here's what.
It's still frivolous.
And it's frivolous. So I don't know if it's lying, but I mean, it's you have, if you're the voice of the culture, which in my opinion, he is. So is Club Shay Shay. So is Godfrey. I will never subscribe to something unless I go to truth, because I'm going to tell you something. When I was stripping, I would have a chick who, an ugly, ugly, goofy bitch, ugly, fat bitch, and she wouldn't give me some pussy. I go, nah, I'm good, thanks. And then she would go, oh, that nigga gay. No, you ugly. No, I don't want to fuck with you. No, I got more options. This, I don't got to knock you down because I'm not desperate. I got options.
I know that phone call. You didn't know it was being recorded. I got a copy of that phone call. I'd like to play it. It's just we have, just for the, this is you calling Corey Holcomb up. You and Godfrey calling him up.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. You are transgender.
Wow, he got right to it. Corey wastes no time, man.
Let me tell you the reason why, because it's also difficult as a comic when you go because we joke and we play and we dabble in the hyperbolic, because that's where the funny is. But when you become the truth sayer and you deviate from that, you lose your credibility. Look at Hasan Minhaj. Hasan Minhaj was his dude, the liberals' follower. And then when he got caught exaggerating and lying, then he lost that Daily Show job instantly. Yep. Because you can't be tried. Because if you,
and I think to an extent, rightfully so.
So I want to say I have no animosity at all. I kind of think it's silly, but I had to address it because when I listen to all the other shit, I'm a genie and I'm look at this nigga here. Like, it's so, if you don't address it, then it's like, So we address it, whatever, whatever.
We'll address it because it's fun and we do a show. And yeah, there's some and lessons to be learned, but ultimately, who cares? All,
but this is why truth as a whole, telling the truth and being sure about the truth. Love 5150. Listen to Corey. Corey's one of the funniest dudes in the game. I appreciate Corey even shitting on me because Corey's platform is way bigger than mine. And the simple fact that he mentioned my name is a upgrade. I ain't gonna front about that either.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.